Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'er Hashem, we're going to learn Simon Shin Pei Bei Sivim Vav Zayin Ches and Tes and Yud. So this is page Reishon and Aleph and Aleph. We're holding at Siv Vav, Shin Pei Bei's Siv Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chol Zman She'Einein Yehudi Chozer Bo Mo'el HaSchirus. As long as you do a Schirus Rishos once from an Einein Yehudi and he hasn't backed out on it, so the Schirus Rishos continues to work. V'afilu Zman Merubah, even for a long time. The Ramar adds, and if he ever wants to back out of that schirus, he's got to return the money. Now, keep in mind, we learned yesterday the money could be less than a shava pruta. So you give the guy a penny for a schirus rishus. Schirus rishus is in effect for, I don't know, a year, and he wants to back out. He's got to give back that that penny. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, Kol Zman Shein Anachri, Mayri Shasachri Menu B'Stam V'lo Pirushum Zman. The assumption is that they did the schirus rishus without specifying any amount of time. Di Sachru L'Zman Yadua, because if you specify an amount of time that they're doing the schirus rishus, K'shavar Zman, Tzorach L'Zko Shein Ispachal Inyan. Then when that amount of time passes, then certainly you would need to do a new schirus rishos because schirus rishos would run out. And that's going to be clear in the next sif. And prior to that time running out, then there's no backing out whatsoever. And even if it goes for a long time, since he never specified the time in the schirus, Mahani calls man sheinu chozer akum beferush. It continues to be in effect until the guy explicitly backs out. Avulim rotza anachri yachalachzur b'miyad achas shabbos harishon va osar alav dekivin shalu hiskalo el b'stam yachalom lo kivanti el al shabbos achas. But if the nachri wants, he could back out right away after the first week, and then he'll start to be a problem for you because he's going to aser the tiltel in the chater, because since they only did the schirus tam, he can taina. I only meant to do it for one Shabbos. I never meant to, that it should be this way forever. That which we said he could back out after just 1 week. That's only if he's willing to return the money. Because if he's not willing to return the money, the Yisrael can say to him, why do you think I paid you a nickel? I paid you a nickel so that I can have this chirus rishus forever, not for just have it for one Shabbos. And in such a case, a chum mermekel, when it comes to another chavim shein yachal eser alav, that he will not create a problem for you, even though he claims he wants to back out. But there are many people that disagree with this. Those who disagree with the psak of the Rama over here say that the guy is allowed to back out from a stam schirus rishus even without returning the money, because since he didn't say how long he's going, the schirus rishus is meant to last for, he has a very reasonable taina to say that he only meant that it should last for one Shabbos. Siv Zayin, im sachru me'on yudi l'zman yadua. If you did a schirus rishus for a specified amount of time, l'chshe yichla zman tzorach lachzor v'lizkor sheinis. When that specified amount of time is up, you need a new schirus rishus v'tzorach lachzor l'ariv. And then, once you do a new schirus rishus, you need a new Erev Chatzerus among the Jews that live there. De'ein Erev Rishon chozer v'neir. The first Erev does not go back into effect when you have a new schirus rishus. Says Mishbura Chafav, look, sheikh lazman tzarech afilu meina akum chozer bo. Even if the guy is not chozer from it, to me'el of nispatel schirus rishona. I mean, if we do a schirus rishus and we say this should work for the next 3 weeks, so when those 3 weeks are up, it's over. The schirus rishus is gone, even if the guy is interested in re-upping and continuing it. Upashat afilu miyamalo akum shumisratzikam halah ba gamkin lo mahan yachis komimenu. Even if the guy says I'm interested in having it continue, I don't need it to run out, but too bad. At the time that they made the schirus rishus, they put a time to it. So when that time is over, it's over. Kasef Taz, the Taz writes, im sachar me'akum mumeis v'iniach yoresh. If you did a schirus rishus from a guy and then the guy dies, right? We have these shailas with mechiras chametz. What if the guy dies on Pesach, right? So here you have with a schirus rishus, you did a schirus rishus with the guy and then the guy dies and he has a yoresh. Ein mol mashe sachar min amoresh. The fact that we did a schirus roshus from the tata, doesn't help for the son, for junior. Doesn't espatel koach haschirus? The schirus is gone. Daha afilu b'chayiv matzil mahadibay. Even if he were alive, the papa would be able to back out on it. So now that he's dead, it's gone. Ad kan l'shono. That's what the Taz writes. This works very well. Lishi taso, who holds that b'toch hazman, the guy could back out. But according to what the Achronim say, that within the amount of time, designated amount of time, he's never allowed to back out. If that's the case, then even if he were to die, the schirus remains intact. And even if the yoresh stands up and he's objecting to it, and he's saying he doesn't want the schirus to be intact. Junior is very against it. He's an anti-Semite or whatever. It doesn't matter. If the dad did the schirus is still intact. And that's what the El Yerabba and many other Achronim write as well against the Taz. But if you just did a schirus stam and the guy dropped dead, then the Taz seems to be correct. So if you put a time to it, a time frame to it, and the guy drops dead, the Taz says, Schirus is over, even though it's within the time, and many of the other Achorim disagree, and they say, no, it's still within the time, so the Schirus is still intact. But if it was Stam, and the guy dropped dead, then the Taz is correct. And even if Junior loves the Jews, and he says, I want to keep, my dad did a favor for the Jews, let's keep it going, I want that happening. You need to do a new Schirus Roshos with Junior. And once you need a new Schirus Roshos, you need a new Erev as well. If the Schirus is gone, the Erev is gone. Because the Erev can't be working when there's a guy that's assuring on you. We don't say that the Erev Harishon comes back when you do the new schirus from the guy. Sivchas im sachru me'einu Yehudi l'zman yadua. If you rent it from the Einu Yehudi for a specified amount of time, ubitoch hazman hiskar Einu Yehudi dirasola acher, and in that amount of time, the Einu Yehudi rented out his house to somebody else, dai b'schirus harishon. You don't need to do a new schirus from his new tenant who's renting out his house from him. You can rely on that original schirus. Chavches lezman yadua, miloshon zemashma dimsachar menu stam, hiskiru la'acher, tzarech liskar me'asochar hasheni. This makes it sound like that if it was not lezman yadua, you just did a schirus shostam, and then a week or two later he goes and he socher to somebody else, that then you will need a new schirus roshos. Ubetoch hazman hiskir v'adin imachar liacher, and the same is true if he didn't rent it to somebody but he sold it to somebody. V'atam de schirus liyom nami memkeru, and the reason for that is that your schirus is the same as a sale. V'en yochel limkar z'chus shenoson kvar liacher, because he has no right to sell it anymore. He already rented it to you. V'yesh machmir b'mecher. However, there are those that are machmir, if he sold it to someone else, that sale trumps your schirus, and therefore you're going to need to do something about that with the new buyer. Siftas, chamish adar mechatzar echad socher meinu yudi b'shvil kulam. If you have five people living in a chatzar, one of them could do the schirus roshos on behalf of everybody. Lamed b'shvil kulam, haynu shein tzar kol echad v'echad liskar mimenu, well, kem shesachar echad b'yan, mimelu huchu kulam. You don't need each of the five residents of the chatzar to do their own schirus roshos from the nachri. One guy is good enough. Sif Yod, im sachru menu bal karcho einu moil. If you do the schirus against his will, it does not work. Afal pi shoyo rogi lahaskir mikodem. Even though he was in the habit of doing a schirus prior to that. Bal karcho perush ein yuchol nitein schirus al rishus al anichol lefanav al ha-shulchan. You can't give his rental payment in his rishus and just put it on the table in front of him. V'afilu akum shoyo rogi lahat kol ha-askir al-rishus. So even though it's a guy who never gave you problems before with the schirus rishus, v'lomer lo, and to say to him, harei lecha schirusech ba'al rishusech. Here's your schirus rishus she'elan rishus etalto b'chatzercha l'shana kamam yilufnim. So that we can continue to carry in the chatzar for the next year, just like we used to do. Even though when it comes to making an Erev, apparently We saw that that you can sometimes take Bal Karcho if he was always in the habit of participating. Hacha Shaini, this is different. Ein medamenachem liYisrael l'nikfiyah b'dvar mitzvah. Because when it comes to an Eruv, we're talking about Jews. So you could be kofa a Jew for a dvar mitzvah to participate in the Eruv. You can't be kofa an Akum to do schirus rishos to facilitate your mitzvah. The guy has no mitzvah in this, and nor does he have. Do we have any umdina that he's interested in doing a mitzvah? So to review what we learned today, we said that if the Einu Yehudi is the schirus remains intact until the guy backs out of the schirus. But the Rama held that when he does back out, he has to pay you back. Whereas the Mishnah Berura quoted Achronim, who say that he does not have to pay you back. And then we then said that if you do a schirus rishus for a specified amount of time, as soon as that amount of time is over, you need a new schirus rishus, and therefore you also need a new eruv. And we had a machlokas between the Taz and other achronim, if the guy dies in the middle of the period of the schirus rishus, where the Taz said if he dies, then you got to redo the whole thing, and others said no, if it's still within the specified time, you don't need to redo the whole thing. And then we had said that if you do a schirus rishus from Nini Udi, and then he rents it out to somebody else, you don't need a new schirus rishus, but we had a machlokas if he sells it to somebody else, whether you need a schirus rishus. Then we said that if there are multiple residents in the chatzar, only one of them needs to actually do the schirus rishus. And then we said that you cannot do a schirus rishus bal karcho of the nachri, even though by an eruv you can do a bal karcho of the participant, as long as he has a history of having participated in that eruv. So that's Shem on Sunday. We'll pick up with Se'ishim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and maybe Yud Aleph, we'll see. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.